Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's a hump day party song. Turn up them speakers and sing along. Trying to make a dollar listening to that boss man holler. Take a look and what do I see? Middle of the week, halfway free. It's party time tonight.
We need to have our parties. Because, yeah, for every dollar you make, they're just coming after it. It's the Monica J Show, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. Wow. Are we making the news nationwide? And not all good, thanks to our governor. Yes, unfortunately, just like he's their president, he's our governor. And we have to figure out what we're going to do. 991 FMTalk.com. Answer today's poll question, brought to you courtesy of Nissan of Carson City. Did UNR make the right decision by canceling the Wolfpack football season? All because of the Wuhan bat bogus virus thing? Every single state... State of California, their health director just resigned because the numbers botched. Actual studies coming out now. Masks don't work. If masks don't work, what the hell are you wearing them for? CDC. The WHO, everybody backtracking the numbers. So, why are we still shut down? Why did we now lose the college football season? Because it ain't just UNR that canceled. The majority of them did. That's it. No college football. Actually, almost no college for people because, you know, of the online learning. There's a good question there. Is online learning as good as in-person learning? We'll have to save that one for later in the week. This is just crazy. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Have to thank Mig for this morning. Because it's true. Sent me an email before the show. Just wanted to say how important it is to keep this quote in mind in all this nonsense. From Thomas Jefferson. When government fears the people, there is liberty. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. Every single state here on the West Coast is being ran by a tyrannical governor and his minions right now. Nevada included. And the absurdity of it all, you really have to stop and think. So this is from Breitbart News yesterday. Nevada's Democrat governor punishes casino for holding worship service. So is it about a virus? Or is it about keeping churches shut down? Because churches have become more political. which I completely don't agree with. But hey, when you have like-minded people together, people are going to talk. Who are the majority of Christians going to vote for? Trump. Keep them separated. So what happened to... what did a casino do to reap this $250 fine? A casino. A casino gets a $250 fine. A gun store owner, a restaurant owner, a bar owner, salons, they get $1,000 fines. Interesting. Just saying. Guess who pays his bills? So from Breitbart, if you missed it, a group called Evangelicals for Trump. Oh, maybe that was the problem. Well, they're smarter than Governor Sisolak because they figured out a way to skirt Nevada's fascist anti-Christian laws by holding worship service in a casino. Why not? Casinos are hard up for money. And because they got Cicilline elected, he made sure that they were able to open back up. The rule, though, 50% capacity. Well, the casinos need money. So they're renting out their ballrooms. Just at 50% capacity. So if a ballroom can hold 500 people, why can't we pack it with 250 evangelicals? That's the way it's written. 50% capacity. No one was breaking his laws. Oh, wait, they're not laws. They're mandates that he imposed on the great state of Nevada. So, the anti-science and bigoted Steve Sisolak has not only publicly lashed out at the peaceful Christian gathering. Yeah, last time anybody checked, they didn't torch the casino. They didn't start damaging property of the casino. They didn't start looting the stores. Just a nice, peaceful Christian gathering. But the casino's being punished with a $250 fine and being called out. Are you really stopping to think about what's going on for all of those independents out there? For all of those who are questioning what's going on? I wonder if instead of being called evangelicals for Trump, had it been called BLM for justice, BLM for Biden, BLM for Kamala, Kamala, would it have gotten the same treatment? Would it have ever been a story? I guess we'll never know. But we do know that the state of Nevada, battle-born, Nevada strong, has one of the worst governors in the country, and the worst governor in the history of the state of Nevada. The Wuhan bat, Chinese, whatever you want to call virus, the election infection. It's not about you. It's not about your health. It's about an election. And doing whatever possible with mail-in balloting, keeping you restricted, keeping you beaten down, is just about getting Trump out of the White House. So what are you going to do about it? The more important thing is to get the left to understand and have an intelligent conversation of what's going on behind the mask. We'll be back after this on the Monica Jay Show, your show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. There are some hinky things going on in Reno, Douglas, Carson, all because this state continues to be shut down and taken out of the hands of the people. And I'll bring you more of that right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM News and Talk of Nevada.
It gives me great honor to introduce
the Monica Jay Show,
a patriot of the first order,
on FM Talk 99.1.
KKFT.
92.3 FM Talk.
Your opinions and I got mine.
Oh, wow. And we need to share those opinions rationally. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Your show. Talk and text lines, 884-9910. Love hearing from you. Don't know what she wants to talk about? Let's go straight to the lines this morning and check in with Melanie. Hi, Melanie. What's up?
Oh, I've got to be careful. I'm driving. You're on speaker. I live in Carson City, and I love everything you say. I am so excited. You say everything that I have been saying because it's the truth. I'm so glad somebody is on the air reaching out to people, telling the truth, trying to bust open this farce.
Melanie, thank you so much. I feel like I'm a boat on an ocean just all by myself out there, but I know I'm not because of people like you. And I appreciate it so much. And take me off speakerphone and pay attention to your driving. But thanks for the call today. I really appreciate it. I really do. I mean, when you start digging into Governor Sisolak and what's going on here, even going through the cuts that they made to save the state money, $100,000 cut from Holocaust education. What is that for? Shouldn't the Holocaust be something that's taught by the school system? No, we have to have special incentives for different things. $2 million or the entire 2021 budget cut from the Workforce Innovations for a new Nevada account run by the Governor's Office of Economic Development? Yeah, that was a good cut. You know, this is the one that concerns me the most. $3.1 million in reductions within the Secretary of State's office. Well, he's taking that over anyway. You know, he's pretty much usurping the position of Barbara Sagafsky. They're going to leave positions vacant. Wonder what positions those are. Cutting spending for a team implementing automatic voter registration and reducing the costs of elections. Well, automatic voter registration, we should not have anyway. You know, the motor voter and all that BS. If you feel the passion to vote in any election, to know that it is your responsibility, you are the reason your single vote is what could make the difference, then aren't you smart enough to register to vote? Why does there have to be automatic voter registration? That money should be used for something else, like purging the voter rolls. Inactive people could be dead, could have moved. If you've gone through a few cycles and you haven't voted, drop the names. What concerns me most, though, is the education that our kids are going to get. Don't know if you saw this, but Nevada, we are in sad shape because we can't say anything. I mean, we can, but we have to jump through hoops. Washoe County School District, Board of Trustees, meeting. How are they going to open the schools? What are they going to do? Get kids back, get them the education that they deserve, that they need. You know, I'm torn on this because we have to get kids back to a sense of normality. Because kids are falling behind, and they're falling behind fast. They're sponges. They need that constant stimulation. Well, teachers protesting outside the meeting. Wouldn't you think that teachers wanted to get back into the classroom and teach the kids? But let's think about this for a minute. Is it really the teachers that are protesting? Or is it the teachers' union that is doing it? Because unions are usually to the far left. So it's okay for the rest of the world to move on. You know, all those people who were on the front lines, the grocery clerks, clerks anywhere of a major corporation, because the big guys weren't shut down. Home Depot, Costco, Lowe's, Sam's, you know all those names. But even in the grocery stores, those essential workers doing their thing. So it's okay for them to be out there doing this, but not teachers. And a room full of kids who, it has been proven, really aren't the incubators of this virus. So with the reasoning of Fauci and the medical directors, I'm not even going to call them experts because half of them, they aren't even doctors. They don't practice epidemiology. They don't practice infectious disease. Even they say it's okay for the kids. They're just, you know, not as susceptible. They don't transfer it as much. So by Fauci's logic, why can't the teacher just wear a mask and be safe? Disinfect the room. Why all now? Even if it were a bigger deal than it is, check the numbers and know the difference between a positive test result and an actual case, because they're throwing you off with the numbers. Oh, 100 more positive tests. That doesn't mean squat. But that's how they manipulate the mind to stay in fear. I wasn't raised to live in fear. I don't wear a mask. My husband, on the other hand, wears a mask when he goes into certain stores, and he absolutely hates it. He thinks it's completely ridiculous, but what are you going to do? I say don't wear a mask. So what are we going to do? We can't seem to come together on this. Even the scientists who come up with these facts. Because just like climate change, you have your science that is honest, goes by the numbers, factual data. And then you have their science, which picks and chooses the results that they want to manipulate the American people and the world, crashing a world economy.
Right now, there is only one radio station talking about what's going on in Northern Nevada, live and local, right now. 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're here today. Today's poll question at 991FMTalk.com, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Did UNR make the right decision by canceling the Wolfpack football season? A lot of people thought that we were going to have college football as the saving grace for those who love sports, for loves who love getting out in the fresh air and watching a good game. Nope, they yanked that from you. Yesterday's poll question, should homeowners associations be banned from including any political sign or flag restrictions in bylaws? 66% said yes. 34% said no. That number actually kind of surprised me a little bit. Well, the number that doesn't surprise me is 884-9910. That's our talk and text line, and let's get to them. Bhavani on the line wants to talk about the farce. We should just, instead of calling it the virus, we should just call it the farce. Bhavani, thank you for calling the show today. Do we have Bhavani still? Do I have a producer still? There we go. hi, Bhavani.
Okay. Hi. I think what people have to realize that this is all planned out. This is a pandemic. This is been in the works for a considerable amount of time. I mean, years. We're talking about, you know, it goes back in history. Bush Sr., when he was president, he laid it out. He told us what we were going to be to expect. The world, one world government. This is what it's about. And the depopulation through population control through depopulation agenda. This is what he talked about then back then in a public national televised speech. And so this is, you know, people have to, if you could read, if everybody would pick up this book, they can still get it online, It was published in 1971 by Gary Allen, who was a journalist, investigative journalist. It's called None Dared Call It Conspiracy. You will read the entire history of what is going on now, and how they plan to take over. Enslave the entire population of
the world.
Bavani,
why is it so hard for people to believe when they hear Bill Gates and Dr. Fauci out of their own mouths 2 years ago tell people that there is going to be a surprise epidemic, there's going to be a surprise virus that takes over this presidency? Why do people not understand or accept the fact that this is all planned?
Exactly. Because, you know, I mean, why can't they connect the dots? I mean, it's so obvious, you know? And anyway, I don't know. It's people are so complacent. You know, our rights are being, taken away daily. And people just, you know, they won't stand up. They won't stand up for their rights. They're so afraid of losing their job, you know. But if everybody walked off the job at once, what are they going to do? You know, it's civil obedience. This is what's needed.
Bavani, even if only half of the people walked off or shut down, people would start to notice. You know, it's just incredible. Bavani, thank you so much for the call today. And thank you for being...
I have one more question.
What happened
to Brian? Brian, because I'm going to offer him a place to stay here, rent-free. He can use my car, to run his errands. I'm not even using it most of the time because I'm in a wheelchair.
He has a beautiful truck that he uses. It just, you know, he doesn't like to ask for anything, but we have him hooked up with fish. There are people who are dropping off some letters and notes and envelopes for him there. Jim and I, the director, talked yesterday, and so he's going to hold them for Brian. But let me tell you, out of all of the Republicans and a few of the Democrats that I notified about Brian and a few other leaders here in Northern Nevada, Julia Ratty got back to me last night. She wasn't so concerned about the financial aspect. She was concerned about his state of mind. And Jim Wheeler and Al Kramer. Al Kramer has taken it a step further, and I gave him Brian's information, and he put it through the LCB,
fantastic,
which is their Legislative Council Bureau, the law side of it. So Al Kramer and Jim Wheeler and Julia Ratty are the only people who got back to me that I look at even concerned about Brian. But Brian is going to be taken care of. We've got the wheels moving. We'll see where it goes from here. But Bavani, thank you so much for your generosity.
Great.
Thinking about him.
I was so upset about that. You know, I got it on the last phase of your conversation there, and I wanted to call in yesterday. And that makes me feel a whole lot better. And there's so many other people in that category that it breaks my heart to see what's going on.
And that's why I encourage people to donate to Fish. We're going to actually have Jim on with us after 11 o'clock. So we'll hear more about what's going on there, friends and service helping. But
I don't know what Fish is. What is Fish?
Fish is Friends and Service Helping. It's an organization that has a little bit of food bank. It's got a little bit, it's giving people a hand up, not a handout. So they have resources, all kinds of great things. So it's for the entire Carson Valley. In Reno and Washoe County, it's kind of all mishmash. If you want food, you got to go to the food bank. If you want this service, you got to go here. It's not as easy as having an organization like Phish. So, Bhavani, I got to let you go. I got calls stacking up, but thank you so much for calling in today and just being concerned about others. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Vance wants to mention. You know, I haven't even mentioned her because I don't care. And I guess that's not fair to listeners. But Kamala Harris, what do you think, okay, Vance, about Kamala Harris?
Okay, it's not okay. What I think about her is she's not eligible to be president of the United States. And here it is. I'll try to put this in a nutshell. Kamala Harris's parents, both immigrants. Her mother, 1960, her father, 1961. And my question is, were both of her parents, or either one of her parents, sworn in U.S. Naturalized U.S. citizens of the United States at the time of her birth? A little bit of history here. Go back to the Constitutional Convention. They ran into walls. One of those walls was eligibility to be president. How do we define that? Well, Washington, who was presiding over the convention, went to John Adams, as he did many times. John Adams referred him to a book written by a Swiss jurist by the name of Emmerich D. Vattel. Emmerich D. Vattel. That book was The Law of Nations, Book 1. Chapter 19 defines the status of the residents of a country. And that's where they got the term natural-born citizen. If either one of Kamala Harris's parents were not, I repeat, not citizens of the United States, when she was born, she is ineligible to be president. Thus, she's ineligible to be vice president. Thus, she is ineligible to be in line, anywhere in line, to ascend to the presidency. And this morning, this sounds like close to a dozen Congress critters about this.
This is running on the same argument as Ted Cruz, you know, Vance. But she's never going to be vice president, and she's never going to be president because, well, for one thing, we don't know who the actual person running for the presidency is yet, because Biden is just a seat holder. That's all he is. But thanks for that.
Whatever.
That point. That's good to look at. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and talk to Susan. Susan wants to talk about jobs today, which are few and far between for a lot of people. Hi, Susan.
Hi. Like me, I'm in a situation of worry. How the Democrats want to raise taxes, how they want to destroy everything. The jobs used to be better than what it is, and people losing jobs. If we don't take back this country and do it fast, we're going to be in a lot of trouble, and people need to wake up, get their head out of the sand. There's places you can't find to rent, or they're too expensive. Nobody's budging. The taxes are high. And the Democrats just want to do more to destroy this country. And Kamala Harris, oh, my God. Biden is not mentally fit to run for president. And I just don't understand it. These people must be on Kool-Aid or something.
Oh, they are. They definitely are. But that's the whole mission of the Democrat Party. I mean, they might as well just change their name to the Marxist Party of America. Yeah, the Marxist Party of America, because that's really all they are. But Susan, thank you so much for the call. And, you know, we just have to pray and hope for everybody that more people wake up to what is really going on. That's what it is. What is really going on. Do some critical thinking for yourself. Don't listen to me. Don't listen to the mainstream media. Listen to what's inside your head and inside your heart. Because this isn't making sense. the way they keep presenting it. You have to do some critical thinking for yourself. The information is out there. As I was saying with Bhavani just a few moments ago, listen to Bill Gates in his own words. Listen to Dr. Fauci in his own words. And then just ask yourself, huh, if they knew this was coming, why weren't we prepared back then? Why were they keeping this information to themselves or only sharing it with certain people? You gotta wonder. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today on this this incredibly beautiful Wednesday. 884-9910, the talk and text lines. Also, we've got 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. What do you think about UNR's decision to shut down the football season? Do you agree with it? Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. We thank them. Love to hear from you today on the question. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Kelly this morning. Wants to speak on Kamala Harris. What do you think, Kelly?
Well, since you asked, I'll refer folks to her California State Bar profile on that same said website, whatever it is. And let's turn the clock back to when she was a little fairer, 29 years old, and knows more about Mayor Brown's Willie than she does the Constitution of either the nation or California. So, sorry, Kamala. Loser.
Yeah. Thanks for putting it that way, Kelly. Because, yeah, I mean, she's obviously she can't sleep with Biden, but, you know, she's slept her way into the district attorney's office. That's just fact. And this is just a sad state of affairs. Kelly, thanks for calling today and making sure people are aware of that. Look into Kamala's history. Are those the well, actually, when you look at the Democrat Party, that is pretty much what you see a lot of. But then again, you see it a lot in the Republican Party as well. Is it just something about morals and values that comes into play with politicians? I know a lot of moral politicians out there. But it's the other ones that seem to get into greater power and take the spotlight, you might say. Just received a text from James. Monica, please bring attention to the Save Our Children rally at the Capitol building today from 2 to 6. I am more than happy to do that. Hashtag save the children. If you really want to do some critical thinking and find things out for yourself, that's what we need to be thinking about. So I was looking at Black Lives Movement on Facebook and the different groups here in Carson City and in Reno and some of the comments that were being made about the protests that will be happening this weekend. And I found it interesting that one of their group members happen to say, and remember, save the children. Hashtag save the children. So somebody responded on Black Lives Movement Facebook pages here locally. Screw, don't bring that bleep bleep Q garbage here. Really? You think that Save the Children is a hoax, a farce? Human trafficking should be more of a concern because of the death tolls there than COVID-19. priorities are so messed up in this country. It's not about greed that people want to open their businesses back up. It's about wanting to get back to work. People thrive when they're working. Business owners want to see their employees get back to work. Because believe it or not, the majority of the people in this country want to work. They want to thrive on their own. They want to be creative. They want to be resourceful. And they want to succeed. They don't want to be couch tards being supported by the government. Oh, and by the way, that government, it's us who work for, you know, that whole thriving thing, want to succeed. That money's coming from us. We'll be back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.